there's this report on what are the worst colors to wear on a first date, which I thought was interesting. Like,
we have to worry about the color we're wearing on our date?
Apparently you do.
I feel it's, like we just want to look cute, right?
Right. Well, it's sending nonverbal things if you are doing the wrong color.
Oh, come on
so
now.
So you
come
should
on
avoid these colors if you're going on a first date. Colors like brown. That makes you appear unadventurous, conservative, unwilling to take risks. It's also associated with earthiness, so it can make you feel like or appear too casual or relaxed. That's interesting.
That is just so bizarre. Like, do you think the date is going to know to pick up on that? Like, this is the first time we're hearing about this. Do you think your date's going to be like, oh, well, they're wearing brown. Not sure. It means they're not going to be, adventurous enough for me. I'm going to have to, like, ditch the date. What?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's going to be in the forefront of what they're thinking. But
no.
maybe subconsciously they have that opinion of someone, you know, if they're, it's all about first impressions, right?
I mean, this is nitpicky as you get. Like, I'm just looking at, are they well put together? Did they look like they tried with the outfit? Are they attractive? Do they look nice? Great. Are we having a great time? Is the conversation good? Awesome. I am not looking at the color and dissecting it.
So browns, grays, and too much black is usually a no-no on first dates. Like,
but what if you look good?
I know. I was going to say, I wear black and black a lot, but they're
that
saying
that can be really dressy.
It could make you come across as morbid, depending on, you know, what you're doing, where you're going. But these two kind of confuse me. Yellow.
What is wrong with yellow?
Right? It's a color of friendship and caution. So subconsciously,
you're being friend-zoned if she shows up wearing a yellow dress?
Right. Right.
Okay.
And then bright colors were the other thing. I was like, what? Bright colors?
What is left? What is left?
I know.
What colors are acceptable? Pastels? That's all we can do?
Green and
green.
Blue.
Green is okay. Yeah. Green and blue?
Green and blue.
That's it.
All right.
I mean, so if they show up wearing anything other than green and blue on a first date, then you should leave?
I just toss that out there. They don't actually say what are good colors.
Well, they weren't mentioned as bad colors, so I guess you're right.
Right.
By deductive reasoning, they're the only good colors to wear.
Bright colors make you appear too flashy, like you're trying too hard.
Oh, that's ridiculous. So, I'm done with this list. It's making me angry.
So, first date, I remember going on the first date with my wife, and as an official kind of like date, it wasn't really an official date. It was one of those like, hey, let's go to a party together as friends sorts of thing. But
so any color should realistically fly.
So
right?
I remember I wore jeans and I had just gotten it. Remember I had a long time ago a meet and celebrity shirt?
You sure did.
That
was your standard.
It wasn't even intentional, but it was one of those things where I was like,
that's the one you always ended up wearing.
Yeah, if I knew that there was going to be an opportunity to meet an artist or something like that, I was like, what nice little thing do I have in my closet? Well, this little number would look good.
This has buttons, or was it snaps?
It was buttons, but anyways, it showed up in just about every one of, there was an era of Ben Davis where all I would wear during a celebrity encounter was this one particular shirt. So anyways, I had this shirt that I really loved back in the day, and it was a green silk. It was a silk
green silk shirt.
The green silk shirt, and it was sleeve. It had short sleeves on it, and I was like, "This is what I'm gonna wear."
That's my shirt. That's my look.
I'm gonna wear this, and I'm gonna wear a little under, like one of those tank tops underneath. Those undershirt tank tops underneath.
Oh.
And I'm gonna wear my braided like hemp necklace, and I am going to be in it.
Oh, that's a look.
And I'll tell you,
LEWK.
Even me wearing that, she still decided to come back. So I say all of that to say it doesn't matter what you wear on that first date. As long as you impress, you're fine.
The night I met my husband, I remember this. I was wearing green too.
Green.
It was no. This is again dating it, but I was wearing like a It was like a beige silk camisole underneath a like velvety green jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was looking sweet. But yes, I mean, and if you looked, if I could find a picture of it, I'd be like, wow.
Yeah. And I remember talking.
That was a look.
I remember talking to my wife the entire she was just Elizabeth then. She was not my wife yet. But I remember talking to her the entire night about how I really wanted to wear these jeans too, these special jeans, but they weren't dry from the dryer. So I pulled them out early and so they were still damp.
And they were still wet.
So that I literally wore damp jeans and this silk button down green shirt, and she still came back. So anyways,
that's so great. Look, maybe green is the color.
Maybe. And you know what, Stephanie's bringing some validity to the color brown, saying, I dated a girl once, she wore brown. Definitely should have ended it there. Warm colors, inviting. So there you go. Maybe there is some value to the whole brown thing.
Or over here, wearing green, meeting your spouse.
Maybe, there you go. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.